This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
East Johns Avenue, the ADM volunteers reglazed windows, worked on flooring, and helped with bathroom renovations. The project was part of ADM's efforts to assist revitalization efforts in Decatur. Check out the photos at nowdecatur.com. And then check out more stories, podcasts, and videos also at nowdecatur.com.
Anti-Israel protests on another college campus. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, this time Yale University, where hundreds of students are right now staging pro-Palestinian demonstrations in New Haven, Connecticut, as police with riot gear stand by. While in New York City, Columbia University's president says classes will be remote today.
In a Sunday statement, she said the decision was made to, quote, de-escalate the rancor and give us all a chance to consider next steps. Campus protests have gone on for almost a week, and on Saturday, some Jewish students were targeted with anti-Semitic verbal attacks, resulting in responses from New York City Mayor Eric Adams, New York Governor Kathy Hochul, and the White House denouncing calls for violence against Jews.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Former President Trump will soon head back to court in New York for the start of his first criminal trial that he calls political persecution. Opening statements are today.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has brought these charges. He says the former president tried to interfere in the 2016 presidential race by paying off Stormy Daniels to hide their alleged affair, and part of a plan that paid off Playboy playmate Kara McDougal to hide their alleged affair, too. Also, American voters would not find out about the sex scandals.
As Fox's Eric Schoen outside the court, the former president is charged with falsifying records related to the Stormy Daniels payments. An NBC News poll gives the former president a 2-point lead over President Biden, but Fox's Peter Ducey reports from the White House.
When RFK Jr. and others are listed on a 5-way ballot, that is a sign that RFK could be hurting Trump more than he is hurting Biden. Biden is also found in this new survey to be the better candidate on the issues of abortion and unifying the country, but on every other major issue, he is trailing Trump.
Israel's intelligence chief has resigned. Major General Aaron Aliva says he will carry the horrible pain of war with him forever after the agency he led failed to prevent Hamas's deadly terror attack. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey guys, Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than what we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but what you can do is stop your losses today. How? By diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with a proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PROTECT to 989898. I trust Birch Gold. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax-advantaged status. So text PROTECT to 989898. That's PROTECT to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
Well, the tension remains high in the Middle East after Iran attacked Israel and then Israel responded with a strike in Iran. This happened nearby in Iraq.
At least 5 rockets were launched from the Iraqi town of Zumar, landing near a U.S. military base in northeastern Syria Sunday. But a U.S. official tells Fox it's not clear if the base was the target. No American service members were killed or hurt, and there was no damage to the base.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. The Senate could approve the House passed foreign aid package tomorrow, which includes new funding for Israel and Taiwan and Ukraine's battle against Russia, though some Republicans voted against that, saying we've even given Ukraine enough. And they've even threatened to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson for allowing that vote. Ukrainians, though, are happy the U.S. is poised to deliver another $61 billion in military aid.
Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky on NBC's Meet the Press said the House vote is support for Ukraine maintaining its democracy, but through an interpreter, nudged the other congressional chamber to give its approval.
We want to, well, get things as fast as possible so that we get some tangible assistance for the soldiers on the front line as soon as possible, not in another 6 months.
President Zelensky said with Senate approval, the aid can give Ukraine the resources it needs to win the war with Russia. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could surge at the opening bell next hour. Dow futures up more than 200 points. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500, they have gone down six trading days in a row. The NASDAQ lost more than 5% last week. In the NBA playoffs, all the home teams won series openers yesterday. Boston, Milwaukee, Oklahoma City, and the LA Clippers. It was the same thing for hockey. The New York Rangers, Florida, Winnipeg, Vancouver won game ones of their NHL playoff series. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at
Coach House Garages, designed to fit your life, budget, and dreams. Built on generations of Amish craftsmanship with the best warranty in the industry, where service is more than a promise, it's a guarantee. Their custom-built buildings have been turned into all kinds of spaces, from garden sheds and pool houses to workshops and guest houses. The possibilities are endless. You can count on Coach House to listen to your needs and create the perfect building to fit your vision. For more information, visit CoachHouseGarages.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team Forecast.
Today we've got some frost this morning, and then it's going to be sunny with a high of 66. Tonight, slight chance of rain overnight, mostly cloudy and a low of 49. Tuesday, we got showers and a high of 60. Wednesday, we've got sun and a high of 60. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 37 degrees. Your WSOI time is 7:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday edition of Byers and Company. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf in studios. Big week for Decatur last week. We'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and then Dr. Juanita Morris will join us. The company starts now.
Byers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You know, when you have one of those weeks and it comes full circle, I don't know if you know exactly what I'm talking about, but I remember visiting with the mayor Thursday morning before the all the stuff got started at Inova Feed and their inauguration day, as they called it, and we were talking about all the mayors and the Illinois Municipal League and people being over in Springfield, and we had a conversation about the mayor of Dalton, Illinois, and sure enough, FBI raids on Friday, hours after we sat and talked about this. Now, I want you, not a the pile on, this isn't about the super mayor, but, you know, it is amazing to me, you know, the criticism that one gets as an elected official, which so much of it is undeserved. But it's people like this cause everyone to assume that people are in it for their own pockets. And how in the world did this woman operate this way for as long as she did?
I don't know. And the trustees had been trying to keep her from, she was, for people who don't know, she has been spending money like crazy on makeup and trips and clothing and a personal person doing. She's from a very small town that has financial problems, and somehow she was able to get away with some of the stuff, and you just shake your head.
She had a charity that she was raising money, which is like the AG last week has sent letters after letters that it's not in good standing and not, you know, that they don't have 501c3 status and on and on and on. She came to the thing in Springfield you were at Wednesday.
Yes.
With armed guards, I mean, this is a mayor of a tiny little town.
I know. And, you know, it's just, it's so wrong. And, you know, no wonder people who are sitting out there go, I mean, Brian, I've been accused of lots of things since I've been mayor. And one of the things, you're going to make a lot of money bringing migrants to Decatur and you need to, what are you talking about?
I know.
Then you see the outrageous behavior of
and
a very
you go,
small
well,
event. And it's like, oh my God, no wonder people have no faith.
Yeah. So the FBI confirmed they were in the village on Friday. And we don't know how all this is
going to
end.
It's not going to end well for her.
No,
let's just put it out there.
If you're just speculating from what other elected officials and people who are in that area have been crying for and crying out for a very long time.
The trustees up there have been begging for help, because the community is in financial trouble as it is, and now so much further. I mean, can you imagine? And some of the places she's had her police department as armed guards taking her were, you know, senior citizens' places. Now, could you see me showing up, you know, with the chief out at the, you know, Park District Senior Center going, oh, I need some protection? What are you talking about?
I don't understand. I just thought it was just entertaining as all get out because we literally were just having this conversation and then the very next day.
Didn't she, like, use her power to, like, stop investigations into herself?
Oh, there's all kinds of allegations. I don't know what all will end up being true, but this is the proverbial smoke, fire, story, and we'll see. The idea that you went over there to Springfield yesterday, how many mayors showed up and like double parked in an illegal place, you know, with armed guards?
Most of us just parked and walked to the reception or to the Capitol or wherever we were going. And I didn't see her at the Capitol. I did see her at the reception. But, oh, my God.
All right. I have it on good information that you had a private dinner with the governor this last week.
Yeah, it was really, really, really cool. There were four mayors that were invited to dinner.
I'm assuming she wasn't one of them.
She was not. Okay. She was not, but.
She didn't crash it?
No.
You don't get to crash that. I mean, there are fences and people, you know. Armed guards outside.
Yes.
But,
how's the governor's mansion? I know that there was I haven't been over there since all the renovations were done.
Well, and I haven't been in there a lot. I've been there to a couple of receptions. Yep. And when it's crowded with people, you can't really see anything. And back when Jim Thompson was governor, we would get to go over at Christmas time and there was usually a media party or, you know, several things like that. But I haven't spent a lot of time in there. It is beautiful. The room that we were in for dinner, MK, his wife, had hired a muralist to paint the entire room into a mural of the early days of Illinois. And on the north side was the early days, portrays the early days of Chicago. On the south, it was Carbondale. And the Carbondale mayor, who I had not met before that night, was there as well. And, you know, and then I've got to go back and look it up because I have a book about the renovations that's fascinating that I haven't had a chance to pull out yet. But I don't know if it was Kaskaskia or Vandalia. The first Capitol is on the west wall. And then Danville, I think, or Champaign is on the east. But, oh, it's just beautiful. And it's one of those things where this was not a business. This was a relationship building dinner sort of thing.
You bet.
And it's one of those things where, you know, you can't help but you're telling stories. And I'm like, now, I'm not sure about the statute of limitations. Are there cameras in here? And I look up, I'm like, of course there are. There's one right there recording probably everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, but it was just really, I was very honored and it's cool. And my sister who lives in Chicago said, did you take a lot of pictures? I'm like, no. You know, how touristy would that be? Like, oh, let's get a selfie, everybody pose. And, you know, but it was really, really impressive.
I find him to be off the record. Like, I mean, like before you do an interview, when you're having kind of the real conversation, to be a very personable guy.
He has a gift of making you feel like, you know, he's just one of the guys.
Yeah. I mean, you meet politicians of all stripes.
And we have. You and I have been around them forever.
Right.
And we've seen all sides of them.
I'll never, ever, ever forget. We were at the Blue Phoenix when it was going to be opening with the late Paul Lurk. Mm-hmm. And Julie Curry came waltzing in with a guy named Rod Blagojevich. And the first time I ever met this guy, I just thought, oh, my God. Now, he got on the air and he was fine, but it was the vibe off the air that was just hard to explain or describe. Weird energy that just kind of went back and forth.
And he could be absolutely engaging he could tell a story about baseball and, you know, and really draw you in and suck you in. And then you're at a factory tour and he's popping up and down between stacks of tires playing hide and go seek.
Yeah. It's just, he's just a strange dude.
Yeah.
But I've had now the opportunity
nightmares. Having PTSD. It's just awful.
But the several times now that I've been, had the opportunity to kind of have just normal discussions with Governor Pritzker, I find him incredibly likable.
I do too.
And like just really down to earth friendly.
Absolutely. And the mayors are in a bit of a dispute with him over this grocery tax that he's ending because he's, you know, going to help the people and hurt the cities. But we're sitting
there. Yeah, but who do you think is going to win that fight?
Well, yeah, we're not. So it's going to land on us. Yay.
I didn't say he wasn't smart. No. I said he was nice.
Smart dude. But I said, Governor, we do have something we have to talk about.
Yeah.
I know he was waiting for the, you know, Asphalt, yeah. You know. I said, are you aware of the cicada invasion that's coming?
Yeah.
Because the four counties, the worst four counties in the entire continent are going to be Macon, Logan, Livingston, and Sangamon.
Yeah.
And I said, I really need you to do something about this. And he said, well, what can I do? I said, I don't care. You're the governor. Do something because I will get blamed for how this goes in Macon County.
Right.
So, you know, but we had a good chuckle over that. But I am a little worried about the cicada.
Okay. Thing. First of all, there's nothing you're going to do about
it. No, there's not.
Second of all, just be prepared. I think Sangamon actually is the worst. There's even like one spot in Springfield, like where, you know, that's the good thing about this. The scientists have sort of pegged it down to be exactly where it's going to be. It's just going to be gross.
Have you thought about
no.
when you drive in the country or you drive out, you get bugs all over your window. Can you imagine how big those bugs are going to be splatting in your car?
I'm
there's nothing good about this. And it's going to be loud.
It's going to be, listen, if you have a lot of trees, you're just going to have a lot of noise. And that's just the bottom line. All right. So what's the benefit of, you know, for the community? It's fun for you as a human being to spend time with the governor and, you know, and honored to be like one of four people invited to go to a private dinner. But those relationships matter.
They really do, because when you actually know people, Brian, there are a million things I could go whining to the governor's staff about every single day.
Which I'm sure this woman has who's up in Dalton. I mean, you know, so it's not even being mayor necessarily means trustworthy, but those relationships that you build are important.
Exactly. And when I do make that call, it's because it really, really matters. And they know that. And they also know I'm not crazy, a little crazy, but you know, it truly matters. And I really need help. Now the cicada thing that obviously is, you know, just dinner conversation, although I wish she could do something. But realistically, having those relationships really matters. And I mean, he's very genuine. He's also very smart. I mean, because when something happens, I mean, he has done more outreach for economic development than anybody since Jim Thompson.
Okay, so now let's talk about that for a minute, because this is an area where you actually, you know, have personal experience. The Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, the DCEO is what you'll see it referred to mostly, was when you were there, was really in name only. There were no resources to offer.
And we were never, the program that I was hired to run downstate was Governor Blagojevich's Economic Development Initiative. It was never funded by the legislature.
Yep.
And so we didn't have any money. You had some tax credits you could work with and you could do this, you could do that, but it was completely ineffective. No one had the ability to really affect change. But the bigger part of that is, Blagojevich didn't pick up the phone and call company leaders. You see Pritzker every day on the phone, in a place, talking to people and making things happen, which the Illinois has changed.
No, it certainly has. You go back to George Ryan, you know, who was a career politician, you know, Secretary of State for years, didn't really care about, you know, I mean, they were people who were elected to be elected.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to Rod Blagojevich, and which was a disaster. You worked for him. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was clearly he was just about Rod Blagojevich. And then Pat Quinn, God bless him, I think is an honest man and a really nice guy. He was in so over his head, and the causes that he was championing. And then Bruce Rauner comes in and I liked Bruce Rauner personally, but he was going to try to break the unions and nothing got done. So we went through like four governors where there was very little emphasis on economic development,
right,
or creating jobs or getting our ratings up and rainy day funds and all this stuff. And if you think where we've come, and there is still a long way to go. And I think Governor Pritzker the first one to tell you that, but there is no denying the vast amount of improvement over his 1.5 terms.
And one of the really interesting things we talked about is when he became governor, he called Jim Edgar because, you know, nobody else has this job.
Right.
And, you know, he wasn't going to call Rauner because he was a disaster. And, you know, you had a couple of governors that were in prison. I don't think Jim Thompson has been in great health. And so he and Jim Edgar have become really, really good friends. And I went through the Edgar Fellows program last year, and Governor Edgar spends a lot of time with the fellows. And he said, I said to Pritzker when the first time he called me was, balance the budget. Yeah. That is your job. Forget everything else. That is the number one thing. And truly, Pritzker has done that and more. So yeah. It's just been.
But he's also been
world.
Like, roll your sleeves up, yeah. Go out and do the work about recruiting jobs and people and companies to the state of Illinois. I don't recall in any of the 28 years I've been doing this, anyone who has done as much of this as he has.
No, the governor of Indiana was doing it, but nobody was doing it here.
Yeah, but and he's going to Europe. He's going, bet. I mean, everywhere.
He's doing trade missions. He is out everywhere. And when something bad happens, he's the first one to pick up the call and personally call you.
Yeah.
And say, what can we do? When Acorn shut down unexpectedly a year ago, he's like, we will do whatever we can. The state's resources are yours. Just let us know what you need. And, you know, it is one of those things where, yes, I do answer the phone when it says no caller ID.
Yeah, but
I don't have his cell phone number. I can't just call him. You know, so. Don't call me asking me to call him.
but it is, there's just a difference. Yeah. And if you know, yesterday, or I'm sorry, last Thursday was the second time in a little
Couple
over
weeks.
A month
yeah.
That he had been here to announce big initiatives, starting with Premiant,
yes.
And then InnovaFeed and their efforts with ADM. And these are big deals.
And he knows what he's talking about. You know, it's not just somebody's feeding him stuff in his, you know, in his ear. He's prepared and he knows.
Was that a knock on TV, people?
That is an engineer you have a scope.
Okay, I'm just curious. So this was a big deal last Thursday. And we went out there for the event. And here's the thing that struck me. There were a lot of people there that I had no idea who they
Same.
Were. Okay, so at first I was thinking, man, I guess I've been out of it a little bit. These were, I'm assuming, investors, bankers, people from...
I don't
even
know who all these people were.
Well, I was
no
listening
idea.
To them as they were checking in, and it was Wells Fargo this, and it was, you know, whatever that. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming that these are, you know, equity people.
Well, and Brian, when something of this magnitude happens... Other companies look at us. Oh, and you were talking about this last week on the air after the InnovaFeed deal. You know that, the Chicago media, they're not covering yeah. stuff. They actually ran it, the InnovaFeed stuff in Chicago. My sister who lives there is like, hey, I saw you on TV with the governor with some bug plant.
Yeah.
What? And she said the anchor was like, can we get the graphic down? Because it was all the little wormies.
Flies?
No, yeah. Well, when they're in their larvae.
Oh, those larvae, yeah.
That
yeah.
was, I was not expecting live bugs where I could touch them.
Yeah, there you go. This is an amazing thing when you think about, you know, an attaché from France, you know, via Chicago, the French leadership, the people who have moved here to mm-hmm. be local leadership, the governor's folks, everyone there to celebrate what's to come, which is... It takes all of those folks working together. You don't just land a multinational, you know, company in the middle of Central Illinois without, first and foremost, ADM.
Right. And ADM is an amazing partner in this, or it wouldn't have happened. But, you know, you look at what's possible now. You know, we've got great, Brian, the stuff that's happening out by ADM and LG.
I was talking to Chris Cuddy about that. We were just looking across the street and going, okay, what's this going to look like 2 years mm-hmm. from now? Because you've still got two major, huge projects that haven't even started yet.
I need more money for roads.
Okay.
That's what happens. I need more money now.
And then you tell the governor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he believes me, and then he gives me $10 million.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was great, and I was super happy for those folks, and they were very proud, which they should be. It's unbelievable what they're doing, and to be at the center of this biotech kind of ag,
weirdness,
you know, business.
That is sustainability and yeah. all the disruptive innovation was my favorite phrase.
Yep.
Which is so cool. I love to be disruptive. In a good way.
My favorite was Chris Cuddy adding to the accents of the day. Chris has a very distinct Southern accent.
You haven't even brought up Taylor Swift.
I'm sorry,
she's
Taylor Swift.
Weekend,
no,
know,
I didn't.
31
Did you download, you know, the new stuff?
It's all we've heard.
Yeah.
Forget everything
and
else. It's fantastic.
Is it?
But now I'm under a lot of stress because I have to learn 31 new songs, and I'm going to Europe, you know, in a couple months, in 6 weeks to see her. And
how excited are is the group?
Oh my God.
As a whole.
Well, there's a little bit of panic last night because there's a you know, Facebook reel or something that the mayor of Champaign sent me about, you know, now I've got 31 songs to learn and I've got to make different friendship bracelets. And so I sent that off to my daughters last night, who were like, oh, we didn't even think about the bracelets. We've got to get moving. Almost out of ease.
Such an industry.
Oh my God, it's genius. Yeah. It's just genius.
Well, congratulations on a good week.
I can't wait for next
week. And a lot of people involved. How about Nicole Bateman?
Brian, you know, she works so hard behind the scenes, and she, the work she put into this is just amazing. And it's, she isn't recognized in the way she ought to be recognized. If anybody should have been up there saying, you know, this is the best thing, but she's got so many best things. It's like, Nicole, can you hold on for just a minute? Cause we all got to catch up with you, but yeah. she is just a rock star and a half. I've worked with a lot of local economic development people in years, you know, over the years, and she is the best. She is just absolutely the best.
Well, this is also what happens when the state of Illinois starts listening to people, and you can, you know, that isn't a judgment call about any other EDC director, but you're getting results now because the state's doing business a different way.
Right, and she is so smart and puts a lot of, this stuff doesn't just happen, and it's not just about going to dinner, although those things are important. She does all of the grant work and the detail stuff that you have to do to make it work.
Yeah.
Because you have to sell the project.
We ought to be super proud of the efforts of that office.
Because
they, you know, like I said, and she's, you know, down the ribbon cutting, you know, lane, but it's 90% of the work.
Probably 95.
Yeah.
Or 99.
There you go. Well, it was a good week for Decatur. Everybody should be happy. What's coming up with council?
Well, we're going to have a new city manager in our next meeting. Tim Gleason starts May 6th, and Scott Wrighton's last day is May 3rd, so there'll be a reception at the Civic Center from, I think, 1 to 3 that afternoon, so the public's
invited. Was that like a Friday afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we are going to wish him well in retirement, and we're very excited to have Tim Gleason back on board and just full speed ahead.
Okay, and that will be, what's that, a week from Monday? 2 weeks.
I think so.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
You said May 6th?
May 6th, okay. Yes. I'm like,
I know it's Monday.
It's weird. And April has 5 Mondays, I think, this year. Maybe not.
Yeah, so that's 2 weeks from today.
Okay.
Okay. Looking forward to that. I haven't, I've corresponded with Tim, you know, just through like LinkedIn and a couple of things. I haven't talked to him for quite a while. But looking forward to hopefully hit the ground running and keep coming up with these projects. There's a lot of great stuff down the horizon, right?
Oh, we're on the bubble for so many things.
How optimistic are you about the next, you know, couple of years?
It's going to be a great time to be a part of Decatur. That's all I can tell you, because we have so many things that are happening and guaranteed to happen. And then we've got a lot of things that are on the cusp of happening and on the bubble. And a lot of that, again, is due to the work of Nicole Bateman. She's been amazing.
Well, keep up the work. It's important. You know, I don't understand this entrenchment in politics today of just going to draw a line right down the middle and go this side and that side. You can't do that as a community. You can't do that as a mayor. You can't do that as economic development. You can't do that. Just look at what Mark Densler does and the Illinois Manufacturing Association. If they just drew a line of going red and blue, nothing would happen for the people they represent.
Absolutely. Have you noticed all the great people from this area that are kind of in charge? You've got Mark Densler, Kristen Richards, the head of DCEO, went to Milliken.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like all of these ties back to Decatur. It's great.
Well, you look at city manager and EDC and all over the place. Yeah, for sure.
Very cool.
All right. So great job with all the efforts last week. And it was a lot of fun being out there and seeing the folks. We first met them like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember going over to the EDC offices and having a chance to hear from them personally and how excited they are.
We took them to dinner. Nicole had set up for the country club, and there was a blizzard out of nowhere. You know, it was like late March or something.
We ended
up at Texas Roadhouse, and they thought it was great. And we're all like, this is really not the picture we wanted to paint, you know.
Not that there's anything wrong with Texas Roadhouse.
No, it was great, but it was just...
just to bring over, there are expectations with French cuisine, right?
Fried alligator, it's great. That's not native to here.
All right, it's all that coming to fruition. What's the timeline then on the rest of that build out? I mean, because that's just one small part.
18 months is when they plan to break ground on the next phase. And so it'll be a little bit bigger. Well, obviously, a lot bigger. So I don't know how much longer.
Well, I was looking at the video of the footprint of the place they have in France, and And then I'm trying to get my head around how much bigger this facility is going to be. It's pretty amazing. And then there will be, what, 300-400 permanent jobs?
Yes. And then you look at the jobs that LG Chem is bringing. And, you know, the stuff that is happening is just kind of like, pinch me, is this real?
Okay. But we got to get to work on the workforce development.
You bet. Side. Absolutely. We have got to train the workers we have, attract workers that we need.
And train up the people who...
Absolutely. And we've got to find some new housing alternatives.
All right. There's your to-do list.
There you go. I'm on it.
All right. Mayor Julie Moore
Wolf. Nicole will be on it. Yes. Hello, Nicole. New jobs.
I'll be checking out Taylor Swift in Europe. Thank you very much. All right. We'll take a break for news. Thanks, Mayor. Back with more right after this.
RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Jesse Heating and Air. Great products and great people, treating you the way you want to be treated since 1979. Army Private First Class Aaron Teufel of Shelbyville, who was severely injured in Iraq in 2007, has received a specially adapted home from 2024 Homes for Our Troops. Teufel's injuries included a spinal cord injury, pelvic fracture, and other internal injuries, and part of his right leg was amputated. In Teufel's previous home, he was not able to use a wheelchair and relied on crutches to get into his home. Aaron's new home has more than 40 major special adaptations, such as widened doorways for wheelchair access and a roll-in shower. Read more at nowdecatur.com. The Decatur Family YMCA won the 2023 Outstanding Business Award during last week's Mount Zion Chamber of Commerce Awards banquet. The President's Award of Excellence went to Libby and Terry Kenny of Kenny's Ace Hardware in Decatur. Find out who else won awards at nowdecatur.com.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Police are at Yale University to break up pro-Palestinian protesters setting up camp overnight. Classes at Columbia University are remote today. The Passover Jewish holiday starts tonight, marked by President Biden in a statement.
The president issued a statement saying, "We must speak out against the alarming surge of anti-Semitism," adding, "Silence is complicity." He also singled out colleges, saying anti-Semitism has no place on college campuses or anywhere in our country.
Fox's Jill Nato. Opening statement starts soon at former President Trump's criminal trial in New York.
Today it kicks off. The people of the state of New York versus Donald J. Trump. Prosecutors will finally completely reveal their hand, and the defense will push back against that. 34 counts involve filing false business records.
Fox's Derek Shawn. America's listening to Fox News.
Spring is in the air. Might be time for spring cleaning. Do you or a loved one need help around the house? From light dusting or switching out seasonal clothes to get ready for spring, call Synergy Home Care to help. At Synergy Home Care, we understand that people are happiest and healthiest where they're most comfortable, in their own home. Call or search Synergy Home Care today to learn more.
Synergy Home Care. Care for everyone.
What can Dell Brown Services do for you?
Dell Brown Services can do just about anything for you. A variety of hauling and delivery. You need that old carpet hauled away?
Dell Brown Services can do it.
Have a basement or garage full of items that need cleaned out?
Dell Brown Services can do it.
Dell Brown Services, offering delivery from all major chain stores, cleanup, and removal of unwanted items from your home. Need it hauled or delivered? Dell Brown Services is who you call. We are fully insured and reliable.
Call Dell Brown Services today at 521-9495.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Get ready for an extraordinary summer at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. Experience sensational performances, breathtaking views, and unforgettable experiences. Witness the melodies of Sister Hazel and Deep Blue Something. Groove to the country sounds of Craig Morgan and Drew Baldridge. Rock out with Skillet and experience the legendary Living Color. Feel the Southern Soul with Blackberry Smoke. And get ready to dance with KC and the Sunshine Band. Join us as we take a nostalgic trip trip down memory lane with three decades of hip-hop featuring Petey Pablo, Baby Bash, Twista, Tone Loc, and Sugar Hill Gang. This exceptional lineup guarantees an extraordinary summer of music like no other. Visit DevonAmphitheater.com to see the entire 2024 season lineup and to purchase tickets. Availability is limited, so act fast. Summer lives here at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, where memories are made and music comes alive.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast.
Some frost to start the day, then sunny, high of 66. Tonight, a chance of overnight rain, mostly cloudy, low of 49. Tuesday, showers, high of 60. Wednesday, sunny with a high of 60 as well. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 40 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:34.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. Each and every weekday, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, let's start with the Illini.
Well, as you know, Chester Frazier, assistant coach, basketball coach, left for West Virginia, took two players with him, Sincere Harris and Imani Hansberry. And so this became a big mission for Brad Underwood to hire his replacement. And when it happened, I thought to myself, well, the first phone call I'd make, I don't know if you can get him, but I'd call Orlando Antigua. Orlando was, he was at Kentucky, and then he came to Illinois with Brad. He was on Brad's initial staff, was at Illinois for 4 years. He's the guy that recruited Andre Curbelo, Andres Feliz, Georgi Bishanashvili, Alfonso Plummer, RJ Melendez. He's a guy who develops big men. He's the guy that worked closely with Kofi Coburn. He is regarded as the number one recruiter in the country and one of the absolute top assistant coaches in the country. And he was paid like it at Kentucky with John Calipari. But with John Calipari left to go to Arkansas, it was first announced that Orlando was going to Arkansas. And then it was thought that, no, he's going to stay at Kentucky with their new head coach, Mark Pope. Well, Brad obviously worked with Orlando, and lo and behold, Orlando is coming to Illinois as the associate head coach to replace Chester Frazier. This is a monster get. He is a guy who can get players from anywhere. He brought a string of five-star recruits to Kentucky. He has a radiant personality. He's 6'7". At one time in his life, played for the Globetrotters. At one time in his life, was the head coach of the Dominican Republic national team. I remember when he was recruiting Andres Feliz. His mom was there for the visit, and I was standing next to her, and she didn't speak any English, and that's no issue for Orlando, who just dazzled her with some flurry of Spanish, and he's just an amazing guy. He will get you players. Illinois needs a big man. They need an explosive scorer to ease the loss of Terrence Shannon. He will get both. He will get the big man, I would bet, within 2 weeks, and this is a huge get. You're going to see some real big-time talent coming to Champaign with Orlando on the lead for that. So a great hire by Brad Underwood. And if you're an Illini fan, this is a good day because you're going to be seeing some great players coming to Champaign.
All right. On the other side of the break, we got the NFL draft, the Cardinals, and then we'll tell you who Miles Russell is, 15-year-old to put on your radar screen. This look at Tupper on Sports brought to you by First National Bank with locations in Payne, Assumption, Taylorville, Blue Mound, and Decatur.
Spring is here, and a perfect time to take advantage of a CD special from First National Bank of Decatur, offering an annual percentage yield as high as 5.28% for 9 months, depending on the product type. For details, visit either Decatur branch at 1688 Baltimore Road or downtown in the Milliken Building. You can also visit one of our other branches in Pena, Assumption, Taylorville, or Blue Mound. First National Bank of Decatur, the quality bank. FNB Quality. Member FDIC.
We're back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, the NFL draft.
It is draft week. Round one will be selected on Thursday, rounds two and three on Friday, rounds four through seven on Saturday. The Bears own the number one and number nine pick. And they did an interesting thing when they brought quarterback Caleb Williams, who they will take number one. When they brought Caleb Williams in for his visit, normally the general manager and the head coach take the player out to dinner, and they get to know him a little better, and they, you know, they sit through this session together. And instead of doing that, the Bears sent him out to dinner with DJ Moore, Cole Kmet, and TJ Edwards, who are three of the team leaders. And I like that because that gave Caleb Williams a chance to ask questions about the general manager, about the head coach. What's it like playing for this guy? What are the facilities like? What are the fans like? What's the media like? What's Chicago like? You know, and I thought that was a good use of time, a good way to do it. And we'll see who the Bears pick number one, and more interestingly, probably number nine on Thursday. Regarding the Cardinals hitting, I look at their box scores every day, and I look at their lineup, and I'm like, these guys can hit. What is going on? They've played 22 games, and they've scored three or fewer runs in 15 of those games. And I don't have the answer. You can blame Mozeliak. You can blame Ollie Marmol. You can blame each player that you want to who's hitting, you know, under 200 or whatever. To me, it's a mystery because it's not like I look at their lineup and think, well, they don't have any hitters. They got hitters, but they're not getting it done. And Miles Russell, that's the name, age 15, tied for 20th on the Corn Ferry Tour event yesterday. The Corn Ferry Tour is the developmental tour of the PGA. He was 14 under par for the tournament. He shot a final round 66. He is 15 years old. Had seven birdies in a 10-hole stretch. If you play the game of golf, that's either amazing or really frustrating to think, how can a 15-year-old play the game that well? Obviously, we're not done hearing from him. He's from the state of Florida. He's an amateur, so he didn't win any money. But 14 under par, tied for 20th in the Corn Ferry Tour at age 15.
Youngest player to ever make the cut at a Corn Ferry Tour event. Mark, have a great day. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. I had that story on my list.
That's crazy.
You know, you go, like, we had the Symetra Tour here for years. It was known as the Futures Tour and then the Symetra Tour for the women's side of professional golf. And this was sort of, it's exactly the same thing as the Corn Ferry Tour for the men's side. They've gone by different names, but it's the developmental tour for making it to the next level, right? And so when a tournament would come to town, there were tournament exemptions, meaning that there were some slots that local players could play in, or maybe there's a really good golfer from the area, or they could offer out. You know, there would be a couple of slots.
Sure.
That aren't tour members. So this one went to a 15-year-old kid who I think at one point, I mean, I he shot a 31 or something on his opening nine. I'm just insane. And then makes the cut. And then finishes top 20 in a tournament full of professional golfers at the age of 15.
That's awesome. Good for that guy.
Mm-hmm. Miles Russell is the name. And we'll see if we don't hear more from him before it's all over. All right. Dr. Morris is standing by when we get back. We've got a lot to get to here today. We just barely scratched the surface of all the things that we need to talk about today, and it's going to be fun. Dr. J on the other side of the break. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. I'm literally doing product placement that you can't see.
There it is.
There you go. The magic is in our beans.
For 24 years, the Community Foundation of Macon County has connected the philanthropic goals of donors with community needs. This is Chris Lutt, Foundation Board Chair, and I'm honored to share that we have a new name, the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation. We've grown to over 400 funds established by individuals, families, businesses, agencies, and organizations to benefit a variety of community causes. Because of donor generosity, we've surpassed $50 million in awarded grants and scholarships. And in addition to serving Macon County, we've now grown to serve neighboring counties, Piatt and Moultrie, in the heart of Central Illinois. We're creating a better future through philanthropy that allows all to live, learn, work, and thrive. If you are interested in learning how you can work with the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation, call today at 217-429-3000 or visit our website at heartofillinois.org.
Isn't it time you start having regular checkups? A primary care physician from Memorial Care can help detect illness early and help you plan for future wellness. Physicians in the Decatur area are accepting new patients. Visit memorial.health today. A primary care physician from Memorial Care can help you better manage your medications. Having one provider who knows your health can help ensure your meds are working together. Physicians in Decatur are accepting new patients. Visit memorial.health today.
The Macon County Fair, Refreshment Services, Pepsi, and Rural King proudly brings you Southern Rock legends, the Marshall Tucker Band, on Thursday, June 7th.
Can't see what that
on sale now at MaconCountyFair.com. The Marshall Tucker Band live at the Macon County Fairgrounds, Thursday, June 7th in Decatur.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Oh, Brandy. that's a song that's so corny it's good. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
You don't know Looking Glass, Brandy?
No, I have no idea.
Well, it's about a sailor and
I'm so sad that was my bump music.
It's a 70s mix.
It's good. It's so corny that it's good.
I'm going to trust you on that.
It's one of the, I remember it being, cause it was early 70s. I remember being a young kid and trying to figure out the lyrics and, you know, the storyline of a, you know, sailor at sea and the girl in the port and the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay.
More importantly, it has a nice little groove. It has a nice groove to it. It didn't get to it. Oh, it's in that pocket. Trust me.
It's in the pocket.
Yeah, it's just right there.
I trust you.
Yeah, it's just right there. It's not a great one, but it's right there.
I trust you. Okay. I do. That's all I've got right now.
Well, you know, sometimes trust. That's all any of us really have when it comes to
bum music.
Well, life in general, really, to be honest.
Yeah.
All right. Haven't seen you in a couple weeks. How you been?
I'm great. How are you? I missed y'all.
Yeah, well, you're the one been busy.
A little bit. Been trying to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on?
It's the thing. There's 1,000 interns and CNAs and parents and college scholars and graduation and my kid is graduating. So it's a lot going on right now.
How much is that playing into all the rest?
A lot.
Yeah.
It is.
Cause you're running into emotions.
Uh-huh. And I'm hitting some brick walls.
Okay.
So I need some bump music.
I get you. I hear you.
Yeah.
Are you dealing with it?
Yeah, in the moment.
Yeah.
I take the moments. I do. I take them as they come. But they're coming a little fast and furious right now.
Yeah, that's also the thing about life. It just gets faster. Well, you're going to be with us a couple times this week.
Am I?
Yeah, I think you're at the Children's Museum.
I am at the Children's Museum.
I don't know, maybe.
Friday?
Thursday.
Thursday. That's what I was going to say. Thursday.
Yeah, we're going to be out there to, do the show to help kick off the Duck Derby.
The Duck Derby.
You know, makes a lot of money, have a lot of fun. I got a quick look at the new exhibit, that Nick was involved in part. And that's going to be spectacular.
That climbing.
Yeah.
Jazz?
See, there was the climbing thing that went away and everybody lost their minds.
Yeah.
Because it had to go away because of safety reasons. And it was, you know, people forget how old that museum is or how long it's been around. And I think that was one of the like original whatever, but the replacement has taken a long time. But I think people are going to be wowed when they see
like
it because it's so much more than what the old one was. Is that a fair way to describe it?
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly how to describe it.
So will it be open on Thursday when we're there?
I don't know. It's.
Because that's
I doubt
not
it.
Why we're there.
No, that's not why we're there. But I'm sure you can go climb on it if you want.
They have a mural now going up the stairs, which is amazing.
Yeah.
So that's
a lot
cool.
of stuff going on.
That's a lot of stuff going on at that Children's Museum.
And you have your daughter was there as an intern.
My daughter was
helping
there.
Design stuff.
She's still there.
Yeah.
She's still working. She keeps crashing her car. She's going to keep working.
That's great. I didn't know about the crashing of the car.
Yeah, it's day to day.
I almost brought up cars too.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. I didn't know it was a
when you think about
spot.
Dr. J's daughter, you automatically think about cars. Not car wrecks.
Not crash cars.
But
she's not the
everyone's okay.
Yeah, she only runs into things that are not moving, so it's fine. Everybody's good. Everything's good. But
I had a sister like that. My yeah. dad gave her like a $200 car because he knew
this is the only one she'll get from us. But yeah, she's still there, loving the work there, still designing stuff and working on an automotive exhibit. So that's fantastic. It is. Yep. Well, if you haven't been to the museum in a while, you really need to go out there and you can support the cause. I understand we have a matching grant. So it's going to be pretty cool. Really? On Thursday. Yes, I don't want to give too much away, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And we're working on a project together, too. I guess I'll be able to share more about that later at the museum. Oh, you are? Yeah. What are you doing? Well, no, let's save that till Thursday. Okay, we'll save it. We've got plenty of stuff to catch up on. yes. All right, workforce development. In broad terms, mm-hmm. yeah. Meaning, I it's a catchphrase that I think maybe doesn't in and of itself capture all that it needs to capture, right? Yeah. You think about training programs and the city of Decatur spent a significant amount of money bringing experts in to do an outside study of the workforce ecosystem. And the population yeah. here. Sure. Howard also did similar one with, you remember Senator Heitkamp's sister who does this, has a company that does this. And I got a chance to spend, like 20 minutes like on a Zoom call with her when she was doing that. And if you lay those two things over each other, you'll see a striking similar, and this is kind of warts and all, right? This is the whole idea is if you're here and you love the community and you're trying to do good things, sometimes you can see past stuff that needs to be fixed or yeah. not identify. So you bring in an outside look Absolutely. To go, look, we don't have any attachment. We're just going to give you bare bones like what we found. Yep. And so we know that we've got at least three pools of workforce development. We do. And it's been identified. Yeah. By zip code, we yeah. have all of the data. We do. But I don't know that we're doing that great a job in reaching all of that data. I think that we haven't reached in workforce, and for me, it's really program development that gets people back to work. But I think that we haven't done, which is what one of the studies says, both of them actually, a good job, like you're seeing in economic development, like you were talking about in the last segment, of so many pieces that are aligning. Yep. We have not aligned in our community the development of workforce for our community. We have pockets.
The whole community.
Yeah. We have pockets that are happening, some with greater success than others, but we haven't done that community alignment like you're seeing in workforce in our community, in our state, in our region.
All right. So basically, not to make this, because it's anything but simple, it's incredibly complex.
Sure.
But to make it simple, just for the sake of conversation, these three pools would be, let's start with people who are just living in poverty, right?
Yeah.
Don't have a lot of trust in the system, whatever that system
yep.
is described as, harder to reach, and maybe just as important, I think, harder to get to dream, believe that it could be for them.
Yeah, life has happened, and some of that is generational.
Right.
Absolutely.
Then you've got people who are what we've described as Alice families,
yep.
That could be, they're probably working, but maybe not to the potential of what they could be with
yep.
a little bit of training or a little bit of intervention and,
yes.
and elevation could be doing more. And then you've got the STARS category, which and it all sort of overlaps with
it
United
does.
Way data, with this study that Heitkamp and Howard did, with the study the city did. So you can't all of these things required completely different approaches.
Absolutely.
It's not a one size fits all.
It's not. And I think that because we have the data and because we have information and because we know, the population, like you said, by zip code that should be served, we have a unique opportunity to build a systemic approach to supporting our community through employment.
Yeah.
We do.
And the one thing I noticed that it became readily apparent to me was the mayor mentioned earlier when Acorn Pharmaceuticals shut down, and there was not one single place to go to find all the information that might impact people in the hundreds of different
ways.
Yep.
And so it's not like people are refusing to work with each other. There's just sometimes unintentional silos that just sort of happen.
Sometimes the silos.
Well, okay. To give the benefit of the doubt, okay, oftentimes it's just a disconnect.
Yes.
You know, it's not like actively working against or act, you know,
no.
Sometimes it's just sort of how do we get connective tissue in between all of this stuff? And so to me, half the problem is identifying the problem.
Yep. And we're clear about what that is.
Yes.
Yeah, we are. We're clear. And for me, that problem really, it circles around that five social determinants of health. One of those is economic stability,
yep,
right? And so we're talking about how do we make a community more viable and families more viable by being aware of the economic instability that our folks are experiencing here with us.
Yep.
So yeah, we've
and
identified
the varying different reasons and causes and levels of that.
Absolutely.
Because there's crossover even in all of those three categories.
There is.
You know, so we know this is what we have. And while you have to recruit, because you would love your population numbers to go up because that means more taxpayers, more people contributing.
Sure.
Means recruiting brain power to your community. You also have to do the same thing internally to lift up. And it's not one or the other.
Nope.
Often in life, everybody always wants to make things one or the other. You got to do all of it simultaneously.
You do. Internal to our organizations and external to our in our community to make sure that folks have access to the opportunity that want to level up. Because we can remove the small population that folks will say, oh, they don't want to work. Okay, fine. Let's take them out and let's deal with the vast majority, the 90% that's left. So, yeah, it's internal, it's external to companies and organizations. It's internal and external to community and neighborhoods.
All right. I got to take a break. Can you stick around? Or
yep.
Do you? Okay, good. See, we got extra Dr. J today. She's going to give you another opportunity on that bump music.
He's got something going with the 70s. It's not exciting.
He doesn't even remember the 70s.
No.
I was only in it for like 3 months.
Okay, see.
Literally.
What, you were in the pocket.
It's like literally 3-month-old taste.
That's
in
right.
The pocket. All right, we'll take a break. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast.
Today, some early frost, then sunny, high of 66. Tonight, slight chance of showers overnight, mostly cloudy, low of 49. For Tuesday, showers, high near 60. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 60. Current temperature, downtown Decatur, 40 degrees. Your WSOY time, 7:55. This look at your weather brought to you by Brentlinger and Earl Funeral Homes.
At Brentlinger and Earl Funeral Homes, we understand that every life is unique, which is why we're here for you from the very first conversation and beyond. Our dedicated team takes time to listen, offering support and guidance as you navigate through this difficult time. We believe in honoring your loved one's legacy with a personalized celebration of life, tailored to reflect their individuality and the love they share. And even after the service, we provide check-ins and connections to help you and your family through the grieving process. Brittlinger and Earl Funeral Homes, caring for you and your loved ones every step of the way.
All Town Bus is now hiring school bus drivers, starting at $22 an hour. That's right, $22 an hour. And experienced drivers can make even more. Driving a school bus is now no longer just a typical part-time job. They also offer CDL training and a training bonus of $1,500. If you are at least 21 years old and can pass a criminal background check and drug test, All Town is ready to hire you today. Call them now at 217-855-0615 or visit alltownbus.com to apply.
The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. The final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at sttmega.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Oh, sure, you take the earth, wind, and fire out. I mean, who's going to complain about that?
This one's a sure shot. I had to go with it.
Even though it's April. Good morning and welcome. We're back here. It is a beautiful day. Could be a September morning out there as we get started to our work week. We've got about a minute left here before I need to take a break for the news. I want to talk about, when we come back here, the opportunities. I know there's not a lot of open slots because you probably have more kids than you do spaces, yeah. Right?
Yes.
But I want to talk about the opportunities that are unfolding over the course of the next few months for kids here in Decatur. In particular, Drew Early was in with us last week and talking about your program and what that means. So I want to give a preview in case you don't know. It's pretty astonishing what Dr. J has been able to do, and I'm super thrilled just to be on the peripheral of that. But we'll give you the details on the other side of the break. We also will be giving away Cardinals tickets for What That's Worth this week. They're going to turn around, maybe, huh? I mean, they can't play any worse.
That's right.
Now that I've said that, that probably wasn't a great thing to put out there out loud. But we'll give those away courtesy of First Mids. Stay tuned.
Car, home, mobile device, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your Stories Now, brought to you by Jesse Heating and Air. Great products and great people, treating you the way you want to be treated since 1979. Governor Pritzker has signaled he'd be willing to increase pension benefits for newer public school teachers and state workers who started their jobs after 2011. A growing number of economists, unions, and state leaders are warning that Illinois' so-called Tier 2 pension system may violate federal law. That's because the pension benefits for those public employees are likely less than what they'd get in Social Security payouts. Pritzker says the state obviously needs to change the Tier 2 pension system, but adds the legislature would have to be careful about increasing benefits. And the governor celebrated a partial legislative victory late last week when the House passed his initiative to end some practices health insurance companies use to control the amount and cost of health care services patients receive.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.